Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. In order to push his disciples to work harder, Prabhupada sometimes used sarcasm. He was tired of delays by the workers in constructing a Mayapur residential building and he blamed it on his devotees. When one of the leading managers among his disciples made an excuse, Prabhupada retorted by quoting a humorous verse, "Big, big monkey, big, big jelly, Ceylon jumping, melancholy." Everyone laughed with Prabhupada, without at first catching the meaning. He explained that his managers were like the monkeys who, unlike Hanuman, could not jump to Ceylon. Despite having big muscles and big bellies, when asked to do something heroic, they could not. One of Prabhupada's disciples had a chronic disease that the doctors couldn't diagnose, although the doctors said she was incurable. Prabhupada said that these doctors were like a group of men who formed a conspiracy against a man named Bhagavat. Bhagavat's friends wanted to play a trick on him, so about 10 of them conspired. Then when Bhagavat went to visit one of his friends, the man gasped and cried, "Oh, you have become a ghost!" Bhagavat, in amused disbelief, replied, "No, I haven't become a ghost. What's the matter with you?" But the friend repeated in a horrified voice, "You have become a ghost!" Bhagavat didn't take it seriously. But when he saw his next friend, the man acted in the same frightened way. After this happened 10 times, Bhagavat himself became horrified. "Yes, I've become a ghost! I've become a ghost!" Prabhupada indicated that sometimes by conspiracy and maya, we think we are sicker than we really are. One time while Prabhupada was eating jackfruit, he joked about the taste of jackfruit. A man in a foreign land tried to describe jackfruit to a friend, but he confessed that there was no way to describe it unless you tasted it. When the friend insisted on some verbal description, the man replied that if you were to drink sugarcane juice through a Muslim's beard, then you might understand the taste of the jackfruit. Prabhupada said that attempts to understand the rasa dance of Krishna by unrealized persons are like that. Thank you. Hare Krishna.